The U.S. Supreme Court today upheld President Obama's health care plan, the Affordable Health Care Act, by rejecting a challenge to so-called Obamacare. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm thinking that's good news to 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who joined us now on 89.1 WEMU. Hello, Congresswoman.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm thinking you're pretty happy at this point.
Lisa, I'm a very happy woman. I think today the Supreme Court affirmed once and for all and sent a very loud, strong message across this nation that health care is a right for every American, that every American deserves and should have access to quality, affordable health care. It's a right, not a privilege.
So you're saying it's a victory for working families across the country?
That I am. Had the court not come out this way, and I think particularly of note is the fact that it was not a 5-4 decision, but actually a 6-3 decision. It was a strong decision by the court. Republicans have tried to repeal this law 60 times. And I know that they don't want to repeal it. I know that they don't want many of these provisions, like denying someone insurance for a pre-existing condition, many of the other things they don't want to repeal. Let's move forward on tweaking this bill to get it right. But today the Supreme Court spoke.
Do you think the challenges were politically inspired?
I do believe that they are politically inspired. You know, I get up and there are so many things that we forget 5 years ago that we now already take for granted. Preventative care. That if you were suddenly diagnosed with cancer or diabetes, that an insurance company could cancel your insurance. Or if you had one of those conditions and you changed employment, you could have been denied insurance. The parents could keep their young people on their insurance plan until they're 26, that they closed the donut hole. For seniors are paying less for prescriptions. All those things are things we now already, 5 years later, take for granted. And Republicans, no matter what they do, I'm convinced, don't ever want any of those to go away.
So do you think we can expect more challenges to the health care plan?
I think that Republicans are taking a deep sigh of relief today that the court actually moved in this direction, because they really would have had serious political problems had the court overturned this, though it was always clear that this law was on solid ground. And is there a burden on small businesses? And let's look at it. Let's figure it out. But instead of all this political bickering, let's work together to figure out how we improve this together.
We're talking to Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, and while we have you with us, everyone is also waiting for another big Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage. Any predictions on how that might go?
Well, I asked several people today, what did they think today's announcement meant for the court? I have some colleagues that were feeling very good about the potential for it on the floor today. Let's see what happens. I hope that, you know, we'll continue to see the country moving forward. I think we need to find ways to stop some of this divisiveness, to pull together. You know, I think if two people love each other, that why shouldn't they be allowed to love each other? So I am hopeful, but let's see what the court actually does.
This is sort of a philosophical question, but goes along with that. What are your thoughts on what it means to even be married these days? I think that's what's really at the basis of this decision.
I'm somebody that, as you know, has had a very happy marriage for 35 years. And, you know, marriage, there are hard times and good times, but when you go through them, you're there for each other and you're rock solid. And it's a strong, wonderful relationship. I think marriage is a very important institution in this country. I think it keeps you from being lonely. It gives you a unit. It gives you a community, a sense of belonging. Love is love.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Lisa, it's good being with you.
Great.